welcome everybody this evening. It's good to be in God's house again.
Amen. Bless you,
Lord. I don't know about anybody else, but I've been looking forward to this all day.
Amen.
I have, honestly have. Be able to gather together with my brothers and sisters in Christ, and most of all to worship our Lord and our God.
Amen.
You'll know this to be possible without God.
That's right.
We'd like to ask Brother Buford to lead us in a song to start our service.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling home. No pain or death can enter there. I feel like traveling home. Yes, I feel like traveling home. I feel like traveling home. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling home. It's glittering tatters of sun outshine. I feel like traveling home.
Scripture I'd like to share with you just for a few minutes.
Mind the Lord, brother. I'd
like to ask you to turn to the book of Nehemiah. Paul asked us to do this. I just think it's good to start a service with God's Word.
Amen.
I know He's going to be preaching. I'm looking forward to that.
Bless you, brother.
Begin to pray, and I couldn't get this off my mind. I don't know what the Lord will do with it. But in Nehemiah chapter 3, if you're a Bible studier, you know that this is the rebuilding of Jerusalem after the captivity, and the Jewish people are beginning to make their way back to Jerusalem. The temple's being constructed, but the walls of the city haven't.
Right.
And the people, actually, again, from the time that the temple was built to now, are kind of back again in distress.
Yeah.
They're not doing good. The enemies are camped around them and not letting them prosper, and they're having a pretty hard time. And Nehemiah, when he hears about this, comes under great conviction and begins to pray to the Lord and seek His help, and God gives it to him.
Bless you, brother.
And through a lost person, the king, King Artaxerxes, allows for the materials to be supplied and the way made and protection for them to begin to build the walls back of the city. But I want in chapter 3, I'd like to share with you verse 10. And they've already begun construction. Verse 10 says, "And next unto them repaired Judah, the son of Harumph, even over against his house. And next unto him repaired Hattush, the son of Hashabni." And I'd like to skip to verse 20. "After him, Barak, the son of Zabai, earnestly repaired the other piece from the turning of the wall unto the door of the house of Eliashib, the high priest. After him repaired Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Koz, another piece from the door of the house of Eliashib, even to the end of the house of Eliashib. After him repaired the priests, the men of the plain. After him repaired Benjamin and Hushab over against their house. After him repaired Azariah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Anani, by his house. After him repaired Benui, the son of Henadad, another piece from the house of Azariah under the turning of the wall, even under the corner." Now, one thing that stood out about this scripture was they were repairing the wall next to their houses.
Amen.
And as best as I could, and best as memory serves me right, in a walled city, some of the actual houses would be built against the wall. Yeah. The wall would be the back part, back wall of their house.
Right.
And I got to thinking about this and looking at it. And you know, if there's anything that you're going to fight for, you're going to fight for your home, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going to do that. And I remembered that as they were working on repairing the wall, they also had a sword, a weapon in one hand and worked with the other.
Amen.
Because of the enemies camped around them. And the Lord got to show me some
Praise
things spiritually.
Lord, brother.
You know, each and every one of us have a house.
Amen.
Pat and I, we've got a house. Now I'm talking about spiritually. There's a house here, there's a house here, there's houses here. And everyone in that household has a job. You have a job.
Right.
To build back the wall in our city.
Yeah.
To protect it from the enemy.
Yeah. I've been struggling a while.
All this pandemic and everything, the enemy is trying to wreak havoc.
Yeah.
But if we'll each do our part,
Amen.
In repairing that wall, we can have the protection that we need.
We can fix it.
And I don't know about anybody else, but if it comes down to it, I'm going to fight for my house.
Amen.
I'm going to fight for it. And one other thing that I know, you know, all this is when the Lord began to show me these things. You might not know, I mean, not everybody, Brother Paul, his job is to preach. Brother Buford, sing and to teach, and you've got other singers. It might be your job just to pray.
Amen.
It might be your job to support the church financially, but that's still a job.
Amen.
And it's an important part of it. See, each and every one of us have a job, but the main thing that we keep in mind while we're doing these jobs and while we're working on the wall, keep that sword in your hand. Because right there is what's going to overcome the devil. That's what's going to overcome the enemy.
Amen.
Right there.
Praise the Lord.
The sword. And that's the only way that we can conquer him is through this sword here.
Yeah.
I praise the good Lord above.
Hallelujah, brother.
He allows me to be able to use this when we need it.
Amen.
This is my protection against Satan and his tricks and his traps and everything else. And I'm glad it is.
Word.
Does anyone else have anything?
Just a couple times. Come on over here. Scratch up here.
Lord, have them young people.
There you go. All right.
Oh. When Jesus said, if ye believe in me, shall be saved, he included me. He included me. And when he said, fear not, for I'll go with you all the way, he included me. Thank the Lord. He included me.
Yeah, he did, God.
He included me. When he died to pay the price for his sin on the cross, he included me. He included me. He included me. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Scripture there in Nehemiah. You know, he wasn't he didn't have no great position, did he? What he got was a burden. But he looked, and when he heard the news, what was going on, matter of fact, he was a cupbearer for the king. And he wasn't supposed to be sad or nothing around him. But the king noticed it. And he asked him what was going on, and he told him. And I like what he said. He granted him a space, didn't he? And so you never know who God will use to fix things. Never know, do you? And that's what I've been talking to you tonight about. Been thinking about it all day. And I'm going to talk to you tonight how to fix it. And didn't know what Gene was going to talk about tonight. They wanted to fix a wall. And right here I wrote it down. Right here's the thought. Let's try to fix it. Let's try to fix it. Boy, I felt that. Turn your Bibles, if you will, tonight. Over to the Song of Solomon. And you know, we've opened visitation back up at the nursing home by appointment, and they get 30 minutes of visit. And the reason that is because the visitation is full, and you have to have time to clean it and get ready for the next one. And so we have been in turmoil, just like the churches. I mean, we've been going through a lot of things and still not back to normal and different things but I believe God can fix it. Abby told me tonight when he come in, he usually goes to food country 4 or 5 times a week getting boxes. Found out today a place that give him 400 boxes. And it seems like it's going to just work out, and it's going to stop all that running. So I don't know if we're fixing to have 400 people come, or God's just a fixing things. And now he can order tape and have it delivered. So God fixes things, don't he?
Amen.
God, just like Gene said, the walls that was for protection, and it got to the place that there was people working so hard that they began to get confidence in each other, and they'd even turn around and work on the wall, and somebody watched their back. Well, don't that sound like the church? Don't that sound like God trying to fix things? But you know, to fix things, you've got to have encouragement in doing that. I mean, you can't hardly do nothing discouraged. I mean, I've got a job, and matter of fact, I'm leaving tonight and going up there and do a in service on the tornado warnings and tornado watches, for the simple reason Corona has stopped a lot of orientations and classes and different things, and you kind of just been hitting the high spots, you know, trying to stay afloat and try to keep going. But we're trying to fix things, and that's the way the church is right now. The walls have been torn down, and the enemies come in and physically and done a lot of different things to try to damage the church and hurt the church. But I believe God is wanting to fix it.
Amen.
Went to work this morning, got a call on the way. Flood. So here we go, started out this morning, Buck, and got to call Roto-Rooter, had to have help. And I went to the rooms, and I was picking up wipes, about a whole big yard load of them. But nobody didn't put them in there. Nobody put them in the bathroom. And people that have dementia and Alzheimer's, they don't know no better. But our staff and we should know better. But sometimes, you know, you get discouraged in trying to fix things. And you know, somebody can come along and just say one little simple word, and he'll encourage you, he'll help you. And I thought about this right here, and this will tie into the message. I remember when I was going to school, and I didn't understand it at the time, but every now and then, you'd see a student bring a teacher an apple, and it done something to them. It made them smile, and it really put a motivation about them to want to help the young'uns to learn and to do better. But anyhow, Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. I want to share one place with you, and then we're going to Proverbs tonight. And I don't know what I'm like Gene, I don't know what the Lord's going to have us to say out of this. But I believe tonight, I believe he's trying to help us. I believe he's trying to fix it. Jesus came to bind up the brokenhearted. Jesus came to let those that were in captivity out. Jesus came to set us free. And if he sets you free, you're free indeed. And what he done on the cross of Calvary, there was 10 commandments that Moses received on the mountain, and he came back down, and turmoil was there. A lot of things had to be repaired. A lot of things had to be fixed. But I'm going to tell you guys, by the authority of the Word of God, Jesus went to the cross of Mount Calvary. There he died, gave up the ghost, buried on the third day, and he arose from the dead. And I'd say tonight, and I've got confidence in the Lord, I'm going to say tonight, he fixed it on Calvary.
Amen.
He fixed it on Calvary. Not only for the poor, the rich, the mediocre, the red, yellow, black, and white. Jesus fixed it on the cross. He made a way for mankind to get to go to heaven and spend eternity with our Father and him yonder in glory one day. He fixed it. But on the way there, I like they said, we're not there yet. But I believe God's trying to help us to fix it.
Amen.
A Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. Let's start reading right here. In verse number 10, he said, "My beloved spake." Now, who is our beloved? Who? Why, it's the Lord. He's the one that speaks to us through His Word, through the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God. He said, "My beloved spake and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away." What he's saying right here is, I'm trying to fix it. He said, "For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come. The voice of the turtle, the dove, is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away." You may be seated tonight, but you might be thinking tonight, what's the Lord trying to say right here? I believe the Word of God. We know the story about the Song of Solomon. You know the story about a woman and a man and the relationship of love that's built through trust, and there's trouble and trials and different things through this book, and even going to looking for the one she was looking for in the streets and asking people and said, "If you saw him, tell him I'm looking for him." But I'm here to tell you tonight, beloved, he's been found, and his name's Jesus. And he's just saying, "Come away, come away." He said, "Come away, my love." He said, "I'm trying to fix it." He said, "Not only that," he said, "the winter is past." I mean, he said, "The rain is over." I mean, a lot of things we can look at here. He said, "The flowers appear on the earth," and look around tonight. The flowers are beginning to bloom, and the singing of the birds, and boy, don't it sound good of a morning when you get up and hear the singing of the birds? And I think about this: the turtle dove, the doves, and the robins, and different things when they sing. I believe they're saying, "Good morning, Lord. What a beautiful day you give us here. It ain't raining, the sun just shining now, and you're trying to fix things." But anyway, he goes on down here in that verse number 13, said, he said, "And the fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines, the tender grapes, give a good smell. Arise, my love, and my fair one, and come away." Now listen tonight, as you think about the smell that we're beginning to smell out on the earth, I like the smell of the honeysuckles, and it won't be long. We'll have different smells that we'll smell out there, and that represents new life. That represents that winter's over and winter's past, and brother, the turtle dove, the doves, and the birds are singing to God, and this song that he's just saying is, "Come away, my fair one, come up hither, get away for a little while. Let me talk to ye, and let me try to help ye to fix things." Proverbs chapter 25. Look with me tonight. Proverbs chapter number 25. And now think about this tonight. How are we going to fix things? How's things going to get any better? I know that there's a lot of vaccinations and the trends going down and visitations opening back up, and hopefully we can stay in a place at a line where we can stay under, where we can keep going, man, and fix a lot of things. Hey, tonight, you listen. A couple there have been married for 40 years today. And brother, think about not being able to see your loved one for over a year. And it's not that bad in a lot of cases, but just put your mind there. Not being able to go to the house of God for a year or for a length of time. Just a lot of things can get broken, and a lot of things can get torn up and torn down over just a short period of time. But I believe God's just saying, "Hey, I'm trying to fix it. If you'll just look to me and come away and pay attention, I'll fix these things." And you're in Proverbs chapter number 25. 5. I want to start reading right here just for a minute. You're in the 25th chapter of this book of Proverbs 25. I'm going backwards tonight, but I want you to pay attention here in the 28th verse. He said, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." Now listen tonight. He's just saying right here, he that hath no rule over himself or over his spirit, he said, well, it's like a city and the walls and the things that are broken down. I know there's a lot of things that we have no control of, but I want to say this tonight. The things that's going on in this world, the disappointments and the discouragement, we praise God. We need to get a hold of ourselves and brother take and not let this world have control over our spirit, but let God have control over our spirit. When he says, "Come away, my love, my fair one," he said, "The trees are blooming, the birds are singing." And not only that, I'm trying to fix things. Ain't it amazing tonight, right here in the spring of the year, and Easter just right around the corner? Hey, tonight, a refreshing look at the cross of Calvary. I don't know about you, but when I look at Calvary and Easter, at the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, in my broken spirit that I have no rule over sometimes, God begins to say, "Hey, I want to fix that. Let the Lord fix that." Now say tonight, if we want the Lord to fix things, we're going to have to let him. Ain't it amazing that man, that king, brother, a lost man, a sinner man, gave Nehemiah the ability, brother, to begin to work on the walls. And if you'll study some things in that, brother, he had a lot of control over the material that was used and the material that was given. Think about the man that wrote the Song of Solomon. Think about the man that wrote the Proverbs. Brother, he was a boy. He was a son. His daddy's name was David. I preached on the other day, a man after God's own heart. But a lot of bloodshed in David's life and a lot of things that happened in his life. He didn't get to build the temple like he wanted to. But I'll tell you what he done in his life. The Bible said, brother, he laid a lot of things aside. And brother, just like Gene said, you might be able to support the church financially. You might be able to support it in a lot of different ways. But I'll tell you what David done. He didn't get to do it, but he looked at his boy and he said, "Son, here, what I've got to offer, he'll help you fix it." And that's the way God is in our church and our life. If we'll let God have control over our spirit and over our things in our life, and let God have our hands and our heart and everything, God can help fix some things. Amen. Looky here. I've not got to where I'm going, but I pray for me. I'm trying to get there. Alright, here in verse 28, he said, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." You think the Lord just ain't on right on time tonight? He's trying to help us here. Now back up to verse number 25. I told you I was going backward. He, but verse number 25 said, "As cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." Hey, tonight, I know the Bible teaches us that he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, they shall be filled. He said, "As cold water to a thirsty soul, it's like good news from a far country." I drink a lot of water during the day, probably not as much as I should. But I'll tell you one thing tonight, beloved, good old water will keep you flushed out. Good old water will keep your pipes clean. I'm saying tonight, guys, the spiritual growth in our life, the water, the Word of God. He said, if we drink this water, at the woman at the well, give me this water, and she got it. He said, brother, as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. I tell you what the good news was. When that scripture there in Solomon said, "Hey, come away, my love, my fair one, the trees are blooming, and the birds are singing." And brother, what all is that? I tell you what it is. sins. It's like cold water to a thirsty soul, like an that's a good news from a far country. Back up with me now. Go on back here in this same chapter right here. At verse number 13, it says, as the cold of snow, as the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him. For he refreshes the soul of his master. Hey, think about this tonight. As cold water, he said, as cold in the snow in the time of harvest. I mean, think about this tonight. I mean, there ain't much harvest that goes on when there's just snow out there. There ain't much taking place out there when there's snow on the ground. But I'll tell you one thing tonight, beloved. That faithful messenger, that one that was sent from God, he'll have something for ye. Brother, he'll have something for his master, refreshing and encouragement, and saying, hey, I tell you how to fix this. Just like reading in the Word of God, I thought about it tonight. You read there in the Word of God where Elisha was leaving here, and brother was dying, he was leaving here, and brother, you know what happened? And this is another message, but I'm going to get a little go into it a little bit anyway. And when he got down there to the old man of God, and brother took the key there to open the windows up, and grabbed that bow out, and the old man of God laid his hand on the bow, and when he drawed her back, I'll tell you tonight, beloved, there'll be times you'll have to shoot more than one time. There'll be times you have to keep on keeping on when it's cold and snowy out there. But if you will, beloved, you hear the Lord say, come away, my love, my fair one, the trees are blooming, the birds are singing encouragements out there. And pray God it will. It'll fix a lot of things if you let it. It's like cold water to a thirsty soul. It's like good news from a far country. Now I want you to go to this verse right here where I got all of this. Now we're talking about encouraging words. We're talking about good words of encouragement. It's like cold water to a thirsty soul from a far country. Now let's go back to that school teacher here in this next verse. Verse number 11 is where this all got started. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a pitcher of silver. A word fitly spoken, a word of encouragement, a word of a blessing from God, at the hand of God, have you trying to fix things and trying to get us where we need to be, and trying to get the church back full, trying to get the people to take control of their own spirit, and trying to get people to realize, praise God, a faithful servant, a faithful messenger, he'll have something for his master, a word of encouragement, a word of uplifting. Hey, tonight there's enough in discouragement out there in the world. The church of the living God ought to be a happy place. It ought to be a place we can lay all things aside and let God feed our soul. It's like good news from a far country. But a word fitly spoken is like a pitcher of golden apples. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a pitcher of silver. Hey, you think about that school teacher tonight. Hey, you think about that leader tonight, and when he looks down and sees a pitcher of apples, and when he looks down and sees apples of gold in a pitcher of silver, you ain't never seen nothing like this. I've never seen nothing like this. Apples of gold in a pitcher of silver. When you come down to the house of God tonight, beloved, hey, tonight, you know what an apple is. There ain't nobody. I mean, we all can count the seeds in the apple, but they can't nobody count the apples in the seed. And it's like that. It's like golden apples in a pitcher of silver. It's like good news from a far country. It's like something. Like Gene said, hey, I'm tired of seeing the walls torn down. I'm tired of not having no control over my my broken spirit. I'm tired of not being able to hear nothing but bad news. Hey, tonight, let God fix us. Let God help us. It's like a pitcher of apples, a pitcher of golden apples in a silver bowl. I can't imagine tonight what that would look like. But I tell you what God said it was. He said it was a word that's fitly spoken. It's like good news from a far country. It'll make God, it'll have God to say, come away, my fair one. The birds are singing. The fig trees are blooming. Take control of yourself and let God try to fix some things. The only one that I know can fix anything is God. I'm going to tell you something tonight, guys. It's just come to me. Let me flip over here and show you tonight what needs to be fixed. I'll read it to you. I'll show you what the Lord said He could fix. And this will help us in the 61st chapter of Isaiah. Right here, what God said He could fix. He could bring the gospel message to the meek. And I tell you what, tonight, this world, this America, this community, they need the gospel message right now more than ever. They need the preached message of deliverance. Jesus died on the cross for the world, for the sins of the world, and to beat it all right here, guys. God said, let me tell you how I can fix it. He said, for God so loved this world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He said, right here's why I come. That Spirit of God is upon me. When He walked into that temple that day and walked up to the pulpit and got that book out of the preacher's hand and found the place, and right here's what He said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And thank God tonight. Boy, when Jesus is around, He can fix stuff. When Jesus is around, you might not be able to know how He's going to fix it, but He'll fix it to the best. He'll fix it for the best. He knows best, and He fixes it through His precious Word. Listen, I don't know why this come to me, but I was listening to the 7 o'clock news this morning. And right before the 7 o'clock news come on, they was playing a song, and I don't know why it happened this way, and don't know, I can't explain it, but I'll tell you the outcome of it. They played a song, Daddy Never Was the Cadillac Kind. An old song, don't know nothing about it. But anyway, I went to the hospital one Sunday to visit a guy, and I could tell you who he was, but if you'll ask me after church, I'll tell you. But I walked over to the window that day, and he was there in the bed, dying. He was leaving here, and I was looking out the windows, and boy, I seen some things out there. I seen life, and I seen something out there, and I said something. Don't even know what he was said. But the next day or the day after, they called me and said, Daddy, had the Lord come and got Daddy. Daddy's at rest. And you said something at that window that brought encouragement to my daddy, and brought encouragement to our family. I do not know what it is, but I'll tell you one thing. God can take people like that lost man and help fix things that are broken down. God can take a word of encouragement that comes out of our mouth if our spirit is in control by the Spirit of God. He that is led by the Spirit, they are the sons and the daughters of God. And He said it was like a pitcher of golden apples in a silver bowl. And that's what a word fitly spoken in time, that's what it'll do to you, buddy. It'll cause you to take the teacher an apple. It'll cause you to take somebody something that's got a good savor to it, a good smell to it. When we take things to God, it ought to have a good savor to it. It ought to have a good smell in the nostrils of God. Why is that? He gave it to us He's released it unto us. So when we give it back, it should smell all right, shouldn't it? We was at the funeral home last night. My sister's in-law's dad passed away. And now here's what Johnny said to Lou. He said, I noticed you, if I had my eyes shut. He said, you got a distinct smell to you. It's a certain oil that she wears. You can smell her if you get close to her. It's like this. I could blindfold myself and hear her laugh from here to the pavilion down yonder. I tell you who it is. That's the same way in the house of God. I know, boy, as soon as you begin to speak, I can tell what you smell like. Hey, tonight, I can tell if there's apples and a golden apples and a pitcher of silver. Why is that? Because you have a fit word. You'll have a word of encouragement to that downtrodden. Just like Jesus said, he come to preach the good tidings to the meek. He said, I tell you what else I come to do. I come to fix the brokenhearted. I come to fix those that were in captivity. I come to open the prison of them that was shut up. He said, I come to let people know I'll accept them, like youngins, like you sang the song tonight. When he died, he was thinking of us, and he gave his life for all of us. And I'll tell you why tonight. That's good news from a far country. That's likened to medicine, brother. That's likened to a pitcher of golden apples and a pitcher of silver. I mean, it's fitly spoken. It's good. And thank God tonight if we'll have that attitude and that motive of the wall that's broke down and discouragement over corona, this and that, and realize if we'll let God say, come away, my fire one, the fig trees is a-blooming. It may be dark and gloomy at your place now, but let God begin to fix some things. God will fix things. How does he fix it? Let me tell you something tonight. Let me just go ahead and say it. We've had a lot go on at work. We've lost 23 people, as good a nurse as ever was in the country. Lost one of the best people in the church, and right on down the line, what things that have happened. You know what I'm getting delivered from FedEx and UPS now? I'm getting delivered those big lights. You got to wear special glasses to put them up. You turn them on, folks, kill every virus in the room. I got 6 of them in yesterday. I got, day before yesterday, I got 6 big boxes of weights about that big around with a hole in the bottom, weighs probably 50 pounds a piece. And then today I got in six canopies. And the thing about it is, honey, they're done too late. I mean, we needed those weeks ago. We needed the lights weeks ago when we was in the middle of that mess. But I've got news for you tonight, guys. There ain't nothing God can't fix through his word. He sent it to us, guys. It's life, he said in John. He said, the words that I speak, they're spirit. And he said, if we don't have control over our own spirit, we're like a city with the walls that are torn down. But he said, hey, come away, my fire one, the pigs is a-blooming, the birds is a-singing. And praise God, there's a savor out there, and his name is Jesus. It might be a sweet savor, a sweet smell, but I've got S-A-V-I-O-R, a savior, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. And thank God tonight, he's got the words that we need to lift us up. You don't need to hear what I've got to say. You need to hear what this book's got to say. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word. Tell them there's a way. Tell them I've made a way at Calvary. Man was given some laws and they couldn't keep it. Wherein it was weak, we couldn't keep it. But he said, I've got somebody that can fulfill her. I've got somebody that's a coming. John said that's back. I've not even loosed him, able to worry it, even loosen his shoelaces. But don't you worry, when he gets here, there'll be no gall found in his mouth. They won't nothing. He'll not do nothing wrong. But yet he died mine in your place, so we could have the words to give people to encourage them, and let them know the walls have been torn down, and the corona and the sickness and the walls and the things that's driven us away and away from one another. I believe tonight God's wanting to fix it. God's wanting to fix things. And I don't know about you, I've got things that I need fixed. There's times that, I'll tell you what I've done. When I run around today, and I got all them wipes out of them, the arm load of them. Some of them hadn't even been opened. Some of them hadn't even, they'd been used a little bit. But in my fury, the anger of a man ain't the righteousness of God. But I took them up to yonder, and I got every one of them, a big pile of them. Took them up there, and I laid them down on the director of nursing's desk, in her chair. I said, if you don't fix it, there's nothing I can do about it. We had the meeting there, that's a stand down at 3 o'clock. You know what she said? Paul, all them wipes that you got out of them rooms, I can't use them. I've got to throw them away. They're cross-contaminated now. And I thought to myself, you big dummy, you thought you were doing something good, but it wasn't no good. When you jump ahead of God in your own spirit, in a broken spirit, it tires up a lot. It discourages a lot. But God, help all of us to swallow our pride and say, Lord, help me to control my own spirit. And I know if I'll do that, I'll be like, praise God, a bowl of golden apples in a silver bowl. And it'll be words fitly spoken together. And what it'll do, it'll bring people together. It'll fix things that are broken. It'll help things that are discouraged. It'll help things along the way. Give an encouraging word to somebody and see if it don't make a difference. Take your teacher an apple and see if it don't change the whole circumstance. Hey guys, it ain't about the apple. It's about the words that come out of our mouth. It'd be like a pitcher of golden apples in a silver bowl. It'd be something to look at, wouldn't it? You know, I've known people over the years that don't say a whole lot. But when they do say it, I pay attention. Because you know what I know? You know what I expect that it will be? It'll be some kind of encouragement. It's like good news from a far country. They'll say things to build you up. They'll say things to encourage you. They won't bring you down. They'll give you those golden apples in that silver bowl. It'll be like words fitted together just right on time to be a blessing and a help. Not only you, but if you get fixed, you'll help fix somebody else. If you stay broken, those around you will stay broken. And I don't know about you, I'm tired of all the stuff that's been torn up. I'm ready for a good old-fashioned mask burning. I'm ready for a good old-fashioned foot washing. Good old-fashioned communion. Good old-fashioned service in the house of God. And I tell you what it'll be like. God would begin to fix things. You have to agree with me tonight. Services over the years, we've been in them through the years. Some talked about the other day, didn't help much. It tore up and brought division. But God help us tonight to do all we can to bring people together, get the flowers blooming, get the right smell, the right savor going up to God. And then you know what'll happen? He said, I'll be right there in your midst, and I'll fix some things. Spirit of God, go to moving in the church, fellowship, loving one another, putting people above yourself. I guarantee it'll fix things. And until we do that, it'll never be fixed, will it? Don't be so quick to be so judgmental. Put that man's shoes on, see what he's going through. Go home with him. Go home with her and see what they're living with, what they have to deal with on a regular basis. And then they come down to the house of God expecting to get some help. I want to be able to, by the grace of God, to have the words to be a help to somebody. Don't want to hurt nobody. Have the words of love and Christ in her heart and her life. And it will make a difference in those around you. You know what it'll be like? It'll be like apples of gold in a silver pitcher. It'll be just a word that's fitly spoken. You know what it'll do? It'll cause things around you to begin to bloom. Boy, ain't nothing smells like a honeysuckle, are they? We used to, growing up, we'd go down through yonder on the fence row, and I'd get me a honeysuckle, and I'd pull it out, I'd get that little thing off of it, I'd suck that juice off of it. Let me tell you what Proverbs says. You got a honeycomb, eat it. But don't eat too much till you start vomiting. It's a good book. It's got everything we need in it. It'll fix us. It'll fix you. And I don't know how. Don't have them, but I know God knows best for all of us. And God can fix it. If I can just be led by the Spirit of God and have the right words coming out of my mouth, I'll be able to help fix some things too. That's all I got. Has anybody got anything? Let's fix things. You know where it starts? It starts at my house. That's where the walls met the back of the houses. And he said, boys, we're spending too much time apart one from another. Let's just all move close together. And I tell you what us leaders are going to do. We're not even going to take our clothes off just to worship. And what a book. Ain't it full? It's full of nuggets. It's full of gold nuggets. It's full of silver nuggets. It's full of things that'll fix us. It'll bring things to pass in our lives. Lord God, help me to live what I preach. Try my best to. Gene, you open, you close with prayer, will you, buddy?
Father, we're so grateful for your love and mercy and goodness, and it's been so good to be able together with our brothers and sisters in Christ and feel your sweet, blessed Spirit, Father. Thank you for the word that you've shared with us through your servant, Father. Pray, Lord, that you watch over him and continue to help him, Father. And I pray, Lord, that you just go with each and every one part of this church and watch over them throughout the week. Whenever Satan tries to rear up against them, Father, give them that they need to be victorious and overcome in a great and mighty way.
Grant it, Lord. Help us all.
Thank you, Father, for all the prayers that you've answered and all the
gifts. Thank you, Jesus.
I just praise your most high and holy name, Father. Yes. Keep each and every one saved so we might have opportunity to meet again. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Is that thing off, Abby?
Yeah.
I was doing something today, guys, and I was doing it right. I was doing it by policy and procedure, and I was right. Somebody come by, somebody come up higher.